Our next trait is ahuv, to be beloved. And the question that the Mefarshim here deal with is beloved by who? What does this mean? What is the Braisa telling us? And of course our regular question, which is, however we define this, what is its connection to Torah, to acquiring a Kinyan Torah? So the first interpretation I want to share with the Mefarshim is from the Medrash Shmuel. Medrash Shmuel says that we're talking about someone who is beloved, ahuv, mikol habrios. You live a life in which other people love you, other people respect you, and therefore, kulam yirtzu lelamdo ba'avatam oto. If other people like you, if you're beloved by other people, they'll want to share their Torah with you. And to put it very simply, if you're a good guy, if people enjoy you, they'll want to be your charusa. They'll want to talk to you. If they have a good idea, they'll think of you when they want to share it with somebody. So the Medrash Shmuel, on the one hand, takes what I think, as we'll see, is the simple majority view here of our Braisa, that ahuv means in the eyes of people. You should be beloved by other people. But he gives a very pragmatic explanation for what this has to do with Kinyanei Torah. Very practically, very pragmatic. If you're a good guy, if you're beloved, people will want to learn with you. People will want to share their Torah with you. So, according to this, being ahuv is a siba. It is a cause. It is one of the things which will enable you to get Torah, because people will want to be your charusa. They'll want to share Torah with you. A second interpretation is offered by the Maharal in the Derech Chaim. Says the Maharal, Gam b'shvil shetzarch shiyeh toch haklal. So he also clearly sees ahuv as ahuv, being beloved by other people. And he says the benefit of this is that if you're beloved, you'll be toch haklal. You'll be part of the gang, part of the chevra. Or a term that he uses, as we'll mention in a minute, in other places as well, is you'll be part of the klal, which is very much, capitalized, so to speak, in quotes. It's a formal category. You'll be part of Klal Yisrael in the most in-depth way. The more beloved you are, the more easygoing you are, the more popular you are, the more people like you, you'll be part of the group. That's very natural, very easy for us to understand. But says Maral, the benefit of this is, ubezesh huahuv hu toch haklal. By being beloved, you're part of that klal. Now, how does that help? If we don't add anything to this, it is obvious to the point of being completely irrelevant. So what clearly the Maral is getting at is that somehow being toch the klal, by being ahuv, by being beloved, you're part of the gang, you're part of the klal. But what he leaves unstated here, but is obvious, is that there's a benefit to being part of the klal, which enables you to get Torah. And I think implicitly what he is referring to is an idea that the Maral will explicate actually in the very next Midah, which we'll study, being ohev, loving other people, or later in the list of being nosei ba'ol, being empathetic to people. And there, and those are at least two places I know of offhand, and it could be that there's other places as well, the Maral will stress that the Torah was given to the klal. The Torah wasn't given to individuals. So again, much as we've seen from the Maral previously, he always has, or often has, a little bit of a metaphysical twist on things. It doesn't matter how great you are, how brilliant you are, how diligent you are, but Torah will never be given to you, qua you, will never be given to you as an ish prati, as an individual. Only if you are toch haklal, only if you're part of Klal Yisrael, then can you merit Torah, which was given to Klal Yisrael. And this, and as we'll see, there's at least two others, as I mentioned, that I know of offhand, this is one of those midot, one of the traits that if you are ahuv, that's an indication, that is a siman, that you will have a chance to get Torah, because since you are beloved, you're part of the klal, memela, therefore, you will be able to get Torah. Rav Matisyahu Solomon quotes one of the letters of the Chazon Ish, in Chelek Aleph, in letter Yud, in the tenth letter, in which the Chazon Ish lists the various hanhagos chashuvos, the important character traits or behavior traits that a Ben Torah should have. And the fourth one he lists is, don't do weird things that will separate you from the group and make you mishunen, different from everybody else. And while there are perhaps many reasons and benefits to suggest this advice of the Chazon Ish, but Rav Matisyahu Solomon suggests that perhaps we can understand it in light of the Maharal, because by doing weird things you won't be Betoch HaKlal, and if you're not Toch HaKlal, you won't be able to understand Torah. Now, according to both of these explanations, to be Ahuv means to be beloved by people, and that in turn is a Siba. It enables you to receive the Torah. A third interpretation is offered by Rav Yaakov Emden. And Rav Yaakov Emden, in the Lechem Shemayim, says as follows. Zeb vadai eino devar ma'asi. You have to realize that when the Brisa here says ahuv, we're not talking about something practical, something that you should do. Ela to'ar mechuyav. It's a flattering or positive description. Okay, well, that seems to be pretty obvious. To be ahuv is not something you do, but a result. It's a status you've achieved. You are beloved. And says Rav Yevian, then what does that mean? Machmas midosov hatovos. You're a good guy, fine attributes, and as a result of that, he says, you will, and how did you get that, excuse me? You've acquired that shame tov, this to'ar mechuyav, as he calls it, because you've already accumulated and you are already behaving in the spirit of the previous attributes. Knias hamalos hakodmos. Heim shigormos lo avas mikol adam. The reason you're a beloved guy is because you have all these good attributes mentioned earlier in this brisa or in Perkei Avos more broadly. And he connects this idea that you should be ahuv by having all the wonderful attributes described herein to the very famous and incredibly important Gemara in Maseches Yuma on Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, where Abaye tells us that what is V'yahavtes Hashem Elokecha, how do we love Hashem? Shehei Shem Shamayim Misahev Al Yadcha, that through your behavior, people come to love Hashem. Shehei Korei V'shone M'shamesh Tamid Chachamim, you're very serious and you're diligent and you're learning and you're close with Tamid Chachamim. But not only that, but you deal with and you interact with people in a nice and a calm way. And as a result, ma brios omros alav, what do people say about you? Ashri aviv shalimdo Torah. Wow, how fortunate is his father who taught him Torah, because look what kind of son he now has. Ashri rabo shalimdo Torah. Right? Wow, how lucky, how fortunate is his Rebbe who taught him Torah, because look how much nachas he'll have, look how much a wonderful person he has. And the Gemara continues and then says, ploni shalimdo Torah. When it comes to a person who's learned Torah and behaves like this, Ru'u kama noyim derachav. Wow, look at this. People will make the connection. They'll say, wow, if you learn Torah, look how nice your ways are. Look how nice your behavior is. Look how nice and calm you are. Look at your derech eretz, your midos. Kama mitukani ma'asav. Look how refined he is. And people will make the connection that it comes from Torah. And therefore, you create a Kiddush Hashem, and that is a fulfillment of Abbas Hashem. And here again, the Lechem Shemayim, Rav Yaakov Emden, quotes this idea, that if you are a huv, if you are the kind of person who has all these refined midos, and you are beloved by people, then that is an incredible accomplishment, because as a result, people will say, Ashrei Aviv, Ashrei Rabo, Shalimdo Torah. Rav Yisrael Meir Lau in the Achel Yisrael, you know, points out, you know, clearly with this Gemara in mind, that, you know, if you ask people on the street, everyone wants to be loved. Who wouldn't want to be loved? Who doesn't want to be ahuv? So how come so many people aren't? Because he says selfishness gets in the way. And that's why, not only in general these midos, but one that we just learned, you shouldn't be machzik tova la'atzmo, you shouldn't pat yourself on the back. That's a person who's narcissistic or selfish or ego-driven. That's why that one comes before ahuv. Because if you violate that, No one's going to like you, no one's going to love you. But if you want to be ahuv, if you have that and the other attributes that lead up to this, then that will lead to you being ahuv. The Mishnah, very well-known and important Mishnah earlier here in Perkei Avos, in Paragimel, in some editions it's Mishnah Yud, in some it's Mishnah Yud Gimel, also makes a very similar point and a very, very important lesson for us to consider. Kol sheruach habrios nocha himenu, ruach hamakom nocha himenu. If people like you, that's a sign that Hashem will like you. And of course, the Mishnah continues, the opposite would be true as well. If people don't, then Hashem won't either. As the Bartanura succinctly summarizes there in Paragimel, Kol she'ahuv lamata, b'yadua shehu ahuv lamala. If you're beloved down below, if you're loved on the street, if you're beloved by people, you can be sure that Hashem loves you as well. And Rabbeinu Yonah there, in his commentary to Paragimel of Perkei Avos, he connects this Mishnah of Kol Sheruach HaBrios Nocha Himenu with the previously mentioned Gemara in Yuma about Maso, Matno, Benachas, and Mabrios, and if people praise you. And he connects the two and says, Rabbeinu Yonah, you have all of these attributes. If you're the kind of person that people love and respect, then you can be sure that Hashem will like you, loves you. Al zeruach hamakom nochi menu. Why? Mipnei shehatorah mitkaleset al yado. Because you have to realize that if you learn Torah and you are a fine, fine person, then Torah ends up being mitkales. It is praised through you. You make Torah look good. You give Torah a good name. And as a result, of course, Hashem is going to love you. Now, all of this is important in its own right, because it reminds us that we shouldn't think that it's just enough to do mitzvos. Again, I'm not minimizing that. Just enough to daven well. Just enough to be strict on our kashrus. Just enough to be makbin in our Torah learning or other areas of ben adam lamakom, as important as all of those are. But this attribute as understood, the Gemara in Yuma, the Mishnah in Perek Gimel, they all serve to remind us that it's not enough to do all those things. Because if other people don't love you, if you're not the kind of person who's beloved by other people, then you simply are going to be falling way short in the eyes of Hashem. As Rav Yitzchak Toledano says, Hakol taloi b'haskamas abrios. If people don't look up to you and don't respect you and don't love you, then you're clearly doing something wrong. So this is important in its own right. But what does this have to do specifically with Kinyan Torah? So for this, I'd like to quote the Maharal in the Derech Chaim. He gives an additional explanation. We already quoted him once, but he has an additional explanation. Actually, the first thing that he says, in Derech HaChaim, is, what does that mean, Perish Ahuv? El Hashem Yisbarach, V'chein El Habrios. You can't separate those two, because if you're beloved by people, you will be beloved by Hashem. And Vadayim Einu Ahuv V'nei Hashem Yisbarach, Lo Yitein Lo Me Torasso. And if Hashem doesn't love you, he's not going to let you have his Torah. However, kasheruach hamokom nocha himenu, but if Hashem does love you, and again, why is he loving you? Because of the other, because people love you, because you're a beloved guy, you're a kind person, you're a mensch. Az yushba min Hashem yizbarach alav mechachmaso. Then Hashem will share his Torah with you. And this seems to be, even though it's explicit here in the Maharal, but I think it's implicit in the previously mentioned sources that we just saw, and why, if you understand Ahuv this way, why would it be one of the Kinyani HaTorah? And this is based on the premise, as we've seen in some of the previous Shurim, that you need some form of Siyata Deshmaya in learning. Learning is not something which is purely, certainly not secular, that goes without saying, but part of what makes it spiritual is that it's not totally based on, you know, input will lead to a necessary output. That if you do these certain things, you're guaranteed to have Torah in a direct causal way. There's a lot of rationality and a lot of identifiable cause and effect, but at the end of the day, there is still something spiritual and mysterious about our experience and exposure to Torah. And given that we believe that this is the Torah's Chaim, the Torah's Hashem, so no matter what we do and all effort we put in and how smart we are, in the end, without Siyata Deshmaya, without Hashem's blessing, we're not going to be successful in learning. And therefore, what we're seeing here is, aside from all the other things, if we want Hashem Siyata Deshmaya, we have to be beloved by people. Being beloved by people, that will allow the Torah itself to be praised. That will allow Hashem to be praised. And the more you make Hashem look good because people respect you and love you, the more Hashem will love you. And the more Hashem loves you, the more He will share His Torah with you. A final interpretation to share with you here on our Braisa is, in a certain sense, very different than what we've seen until now. Until now, the initial or primary focus has been to be beloved by people, to be ahuv by other people. However, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, and perhaps the Machzor Vitri, we'll see in a minute, but primarily Reb Chaim Volozhiner understands this differently. Says the Ruach Chaim here in Perek Vav of Avos and our Braisa, what does it mean? Shireh Shehashem Yisbarach Yahavenu. Doesn't mention anything about being beloved by people, being a nice person, being refined, being part of the gang, part of the klal. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, you have to be beloved by Hashem. Very short statement here by Reb Chaim Volozhiner, and he just adds, as we explained earlier in the Perek. What's he talking about? So the very opening Mishnah in Perek Vav, the opening Braisa here in Kinyan Torah in Perek Vav Aleph, tells us that anyone who is who learns Torah Lishma is zocha to many things, and one of which is to be called an Ahuv, the very same phrase of our attribute here later in the parak in the Mem Cheskinai Torah. If you learn Torah Lishma, among other things, you'll be an Ahuv. And there, on that initial part, in the beginning of the parak, so Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner says something very, very important. Ki lo dai b'masha ha'adam ohev zakarish baruch hu. As important as the mitzvah is of Ahavas Hashem, it's not enough to love God. Ki im tzarech l'hishtadel shegam Hashem yizbarach ya'ahavenu. It's not enough to love Hashem, but we have to do everything we can to make sure Hashem loves us. Nothing to do with people here. This is a strictly Baram Lamakum characteristic. It's not enough to just focus on loving Hashem. But we must live a life that is worthy of Hashem's love. We have to follow in the ways of the Torah, follow in the ways of Hashem, so that He will love us. And adds the, as Rav Chaim Volozhiner, even if you love Hashem, but you're not doing things that make you worthy of His love, Hashem doesn't love you because you haven't earned His love, it's basically worthless that you love Hashem if you're not doing things that demonstrate that love. Without any of the elaboration, but also here in the initial part of Perek Vav, the Machzor Vitri, again from the Talmidim of Rashi, just said very powerfully in three words, Ani Ohavai Ahev. Hashem says, I love people who love me. And again, that certainly can be understood in light of this slightly lengthier explanation of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. That it's not enough just to love Hashem. Avas Hashem is hard, but that's not enough. The focus is that we have to live a life that is worthy of Hashem's love. And here the focus is on Hashem loving you, as I mentioned, not like everything we had seen previously, where the focus is on people loving you, and maybe that leads to Hashem loving you. Here people are totally out of the mix, not excluding it, but it's not focused on at all. Rather, the focus is on living a life so that Hashem loves you. Now, if that's the interpretation in the beginning of Perek Vav, and Chaim Volozhiner references his own explanation earlier in the Perek, so even though he doesn't mention it there in that initial Perek Vav citation, but if this is one of the Kinyani HaTorah, that you should be a person that Hashem loves, so seemingly what he's getting at is when it comes to the Kinyan HaTorah, this is similar to what we had just mentioned a few minutes ago. That is that if you are an Ahuv, if you live the life, again here focusing on Torah and Mitzvos, that Hashem loves you because of your Torah and Mitzvos, then Hashem will share His Torah with you. In other words, even though this is very different than everything we had seen until now, but it shares something in common with the last parish that we had mentioned. That if Hashem loves you, previously we saw Hashem loves you because you love other people, because other people love you, excuse me, because you're a beloved person. If you are Ahuv b'enei HaBrios, or in this case, you are Ahuv by Hashem, but I think even though those are very different, but they come together, the result is the same. If Hashem loves you, either because you're beloved by other people, or He loves you because you do mitzvos, then Hashem will share His Torah with you. The focus is still on getting Torah, and Hashem having to share His Torah with you, and the main focus, the main difference being that everything we had seen until now was being beloved by people, but here Chaim Volozhiner says by love, being beloved by Hashem directly, go straight to the source, then Hashem will want to share His Torah with you. Last but not least, Chaim Volozhiner actually there in the first part of the parak adds a second of pshat, because there the Mishnah or Brisa, the opening of Parak Vav, actually says Reya. If you learn Torah Lishma, you'll be a Reya, a friend of Hashem, a Huv, beloved by Hashem, and you're Ohev Es HaMakom. That if we know that Hashem loves us, then we will be motivated to love Him back. Putting all three of those together, says Rechaim Volozhiner there in the beginning of Perek Vav. Yitachen shepirusho, shiachshov ha'adam shuhu reya ahuv shakadosh baruch hu ohev es briyosav. If you really think about, wow, I'm Hashem's best friend, Hashem loves me, then machmazeh yitorer le'ahuv es hamakom. That's the three that go together there in that opening Mishnah. Reya ahuv, and then as a result, ohev es hamakom. And here, this second interpretation of Rechaim Volozhiner is completely different than everything we had mentioned previously, because here the focus is not on Kinyan Torah as a goal at all, but rather the goal is Ahavas Hashem itself. And that is itself a worthy goal. Again, not really connected to the Memchas Kinyani Torah, but I just think it's worth sharing because this is such a profound insight that You know, it's hard to love Hashem. It's very hard. It's elusive. It's hard to understand. It's too abstract. And says Rechaim V'Lajner, part of the secret is that we have to realize Avinu Shebashamayim, we have to look at them like a parent. And just like we, much of our love of our parents can be derived from the fact that as we get older, we realize how much our parents love us. The more we realize how much our parents love us, the more we're inspired to love them back. So too says Chaim V'Lajner, if we realize that we are the Reya and the Ahuv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that Hashem loves us, Machmazeh, that will lead to Hashem loving, that will lead to our love of Hashem. So just to summarize, we saw that the majority view of the Mefarshim is that Ahuv means you should be beloved in the eyes of people. You should be a mensch who's popular and who's well respected. And that will either practically lead people to want to share Torah with you, or it will allow you to be part of the tzibur, part of the klal, and only the klal gets Torah. Or it will be that by you being so beloved by other people and so well respected, that will create a kiddush Hashem, and Hashem and His Torah will be praised because people will say, "Wow, look at you! What a great role model you are! What a great kiddush Hashem!" And therefore, Memeila Hashem will give you the siyata d'shmaya. Hashem will bless you and share His Torah with you. And then we saw finally this completely different interpretation, which is that nothing to do with being ahuv by Hashem's creatures, by the brios, by other people, rather being ahuv by Hashem. Either that because you are loved by Hashem through your Torah mitzvos, Hashem will share His Torah with you, or that be by focusing on being beloved by Hashem, realizing that you are ahuv, then you will come to love Hashem Himself, the goal, according to that last explanation being not Torah itself, but Ahavas Hashem.